This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1183, Hot Takes for IELTS Speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
It is a guarantee that you will need to share your opinion on IELTS, so be ready to do it with interesting vocabulary. Today, we share native natural phrases for sharing unpopular opinions.
Aubrey, I think you're a woman with some hot takes.
I am. I am a woman of opinions. I was telling Jessica, I have quite the hot take on a camping trip that we just did.
Ooh, tell me.
Everyone was catch and release fishing the whole time with their kids, but it was in a very small pond. And I'm watching these fish get hooked, and then they remove the hook and throw it back over. I'm like, you're doing this to the same fish over and over and over. I was horrified.
It was sad,
but it was definitely a hot take because everyone there was fine with it, was doing it, and it was super awkward. I'm like, I can't tell them, you're torturing fish. Can you stop?
That's such a good example. Like, that whole context you gave, I think will make students really understand this phrase, guys. And why is it important for IELTS students? I mean, you guys are asked about your opinion all over the speaking test. Part one, part two, part three, you are going to give your opinion. Definitely. And hopefully you have some interesting opinions that are different, right?
Yes, exactly, right? So if you can use today's vocabulary when you are sharing an unpopular opinion, this, you're getting that idiomatic language, you're boosting, you're getting a higher vocab score, and you're not shying away from sharing an unpopular opinion because, yeah, the examiner doesn't care if they might agree with you. If you disagree, that's going to be more interesting for them to hear.
Totally, yeah. And just be honest.
Yes.
Also, I mean, like, I totally also support getting creative just so you can use this vocab and pretending you have a weird opinion. Completely support that. If you're good at making stuff up, go for it. But I know for a lot of people, you guys might be afraid to share an opinion if you think, oh, this isn't what the examiner wants. This isn't what the examiner thinks. Take that out of your head. That does not matter. You're not graded on whether the examiner agrees with you. You're graded on being interesting and standing out from other students. Okay. Here's my hot take. I think DC shows are better than Marvel shows, which is very surprising because the most recent DC movies are better than the Marvel Universe movies because I am an enormous fan of Birds of Prey, The Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn, and Suicide Squad. I love these movies so much, like more than any Marvel movie, which, like, I feel bad saying, but that's a hot take in my circle.
It is. It's a hot take, I think, in any circle because the Avengers movies are so widely popular.
Yeah, and I love them.
They're great, but to prefer DC movies, that's definitely going to be an unpopular opinion.
I know. DC's just darker, man. Like, I love it. Anyway, let's move on, guys. So that is the first term you can use to describe an unpopular opinion, a standout opinion, and it's usually on something kind of trending or like current, I feel like a hot take on something is like an opinion on like a recent thing. Usually that's often the connotation.
For sure. Right. I listen to a podcast where they share all their favorite new music and new movies. And you'll hear the host sometimes be like, I have a hot take.
Yeah.
I did not like, and they'll share a new movie that everyone's loving that they like. Yeah. If someone said right now, I didn't really like Top Gun Maverick, that would be a hot take. Because everybody loves it.
That's my hot take. I don't care about Top Gun. There we go.
There's your other hot take.
I don't know, man. I don't care about it. But yeah, you could use this for any unpopular opinion, though. But yes, it is used all over pop culture podcasts. That's totally a really good point. I hear it all the time. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Yeah, so this is against the grain. So imagine wood, where you see the grain of the wood. And if you're going against, it's like the opposite direction of what you usually go, right? So it's the same kind of thing. Like, I would say this might go against the grain, but I think that Birds of Prey was a terrible movie.
What? What? I'm horrified. I don't thought you were my friend.
That's another phrase we use a lot. We'll be like, don't come for me, but I hated that movie.
Don't come at me.
Yeah.
Didn't like it. And like horrified. That's an awesome adjective too for, you know, being like really unhappily surprised at something. So you could say like, don't be horrified at this hot take, but I like blah, blah, blah or whatever. So much good vocab in one sentence, guys. You better be writing this down and you better practice using this stuff immediately after today's episode. So against the grain, I would say, is a little bit more formal as well. So this would be appropriate for writing, not just speaking. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree, right? If you're saying something like, many governments go against the grain by providing assistance to third world nations, while, right, if you're sharing something that countries or governments do that is a little different from the average status quo, this would be perfect for task two.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the last phrase, a little bit different, a little bit more specific. So to be the black sheep, and honestly is almost always used as the black sheep of the family. But again, guys, you have to talk about family and relationships on IELTS, right? So this is, I think, is a great idiom, but only for speaking. So to be the black sheep of the family means that you're kind of outside the norm of your family, maybe even dismissed by your family or thought to be too different to be part of the family, right?
This is me for sure.
You're totally the black sheep of your family.
I am the black sheep 100%. I grew up in a very religious household and I've left that religion. So it makes you the black sheep when they all have that in common and it's very much a part of their life and culture. You can't help but have sort of a bit of a division in people's minds and in what they say and can't say around you or what they avoid talking about. So this would be really interesting for IELTS speaking. And you could be the black sheep of a friend group. Like if you're the only political conservative and all your friends are liberal and more left-leaning, you would be the black sheep.
That's a good point. Yeah. I like that idea of remembering to use this if you stand out apart in any community.
Any group. At work. Yeah, for
sure. Yeah, totally. You know what's funny? I feel like there are no black sheep of my family because we are all black sheep in some way.
In
like
society.
All of us are like totally kind of weird and different, but in different ways. It's my family's wild.
I love that.
Anyway, guys, if you want to know if you are ready to take the IELTS exam, you could find out for free. I think this is the perfect first step. Get your estimated IELTS band score from us in less than 5 minutes, guys. And then you know how long you should prepare, right? If you're at a 6, but you need a 7.5, you should probably prepare for at least 60 days, you know? So go right now to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Why not, guys? Come take our free IELTS quiz and get resources we made just for your score. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Aubrey.
Yeah, thanks for your hot takes. That was
hot
fun.
Hot takes.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.